From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. Today we're going to talk about Georges Bizet's opera Les Pêcheurs de Perles, The Pearl Fishers, so we may as well get right to it. Great friendship duet between Nadir and Zurga, beloved of on-air fundraising the world over, from the early moments of this three-act opera by Georges Bizet. He wrote The Pearl Fishers when he was 23, over a six-week period in the summer of 1863, and this beautiful opera has gotten a bad rap for generations. Bad rap. The music was sniped at by the press, but they were put to shame by Berlioz, who admired, quote, a considerable number of beautiful moments, full of fire and richly colored, close quote. The French language libretto is by Eugène Comon and Michel Carré. Each of these gentlemen knew how to write for the theater, and they were show doctors without peer. Yet people still complain about the story of the Pearl Fishers. Spare me. We've had generations of sopranos going mad on stage at the drop of a high E-flat. There is nothing untoward about this story of two men in love with the same woman and a lost necklace belonging to the aforementioned lady who was a Vestal Virgin. And there are Vestal Virgins aplenty in opera. Think of Norma and La Vestale, but think also of the Pearl Fishers. We are in Ceylon, or today Sri Lanka. The Pearl Fishers are beginning a new work day, and they elect the young Zurga as their leader. He's the baritone. He later feels himself wronged, but unlike many of his brethren, this baritone is a sweet guy. Years before, he and his buddy Nadir loved the same woman, but they gave her up in favor of their own friendship. Now, that may sound unlikely, but remember, here is what Bizet made of this sacrifice. But the boys are only human. Nadir cannot forget this mysterious woman, especially once the veiled priestess Leila arrives to pray. Her voice reminds Nadir of the lady loved and lost. Je crois entendre encore cacher. Leila leads the community in prayer to the god Brahma. The high priest Nurabad tells Leila she must remain veiled and guarded under pain of death. But the lady has desires of her own and sweet memories of lost tenors. Nadia Nadir realizes this is the woman he has never forgotten. Later, Leila, too, is deeply moved by the young man, and they are reunited in love and in song. And Leila shares a memory of helping a young fugitive who gave her a necklace. This is an opera, folks, meaning they have to be caught nearly in flagrante by the high priest Nurabad. Leila is unveiled. Leila and Nadir are arrested, and Zurga has been betrayed. Now, Zurga is a baritone with a conscience. But he finds that he can't forgive Nadir and Leila. But remember the necklace? Leila prepares to die and hands the jewelry over, and Zurga recognizes both the necklace and the young woman who once saved him. Well, what's a baritone to do? Zurga sets a fire, allowing both Nadir and Leila to escape together, and he remains alone on stage amidst the embers. The Metropolitan Opera gave three performances of The Pearl Fishers in 1916, with Caruso no less, and nothing else until 99 years later. The public wanted to hear this opera, but the Mighty Met always sniffed, "We couldn't sell it with Caruso." Over 30 years ago, the New York City Opera revived The Pearl Fishers, and I remember lines around the block for the box office and sold-out houses for Bizet's opera, which was written years before Carmen. I suspect now this melodic opera with its exotic setting is here to stay. Welcome back. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.